do you think being a specialist agency in today's climate really makes a big difference? Because obviously, I mean, a lot of brands I've talked to, because I've been into brands and training the in-house teams and things, yep, they are looking for that specialism now. They're looking for an agency to do that bit of the overall jigsaw puzzle. Do you think that really, from an agency growth point of view, allows you to be hyper-focused?
Yeah, I think it does, because people buy into track records. I think if you look at, if you've done, and again, you can get granular in SEO, just saying you've done SEO for someone could mean anything these days. So what did you actually do? Was it content strategy? Was it digital PR? Was it something technical? And again, just technical in itself is still quite a broad term. So I think that, I mean, we've seen it with people doing news SEO, for example, as well as e-com. There might be some that's kind of a bit more B2B, SaaS based, financial services, travel, etc. But I think having a sector and then maybe having a deeper specialism behind it means that if someone's making a decision, and I don't know, just to use two brands, if you're Tesco and you know someone that's done an amazing job for the same thing that you want to hire someone for, and they've done a lot of work with Sainsbury's, it gives you that level of confidence that, okay, well, they understand what it takes to get results in our space. That helps a lot, because if you put yourself in their shoes, they're making a decision that they're putting their name on, and they want it to work. They, as much as people may complain sometimes about client agency relationships, I mean, really, it should be you're on the same team, you're trying to achieve the same objective, and that client wants the agency to win, because that's why they hired them, that's why they're paying them money, and that's why they picked them in the first place. So to give them confidence that they've picked the right one, if you've got a track record that shows that you can do the exact thing they're looking for someone that's similar to them, that's going to add a lot of weight and importance to their decision-making criteria.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.